Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. So it's 45 years yesterday since John Lennon died. John Winston Lennon, maybe not a lot of people know that his middle name was in honor of the person's prime minister of the United Kingdom when John Lennon was born, which is perhaps ironic because John Lennon was very much against Winston Churchill's mindset. And John Lennon, well, he married twice and he was so broad-minded and feminist, he even took Ono is part of his name in honor of his wife. So John Lennon has now been dead for longer than he was ever alive. So best known for being singer, lyricist of the Beatles, then an independent musician. And maybe hard to realize now just how transformative he was as an artist. So the Beatles really defined the 60s. There was that British invasion, so-called, of the USA in the early 60s with the Beatles and other bands. Was it the Rolling Stones, for instance? When they really were dominating the American music scene, some people disliked it and apparently wore American Revolution era uniforms. And Elvis Presley denounced them to President Johnson, saying, "The Beatles come here, make their money, and go abroad to spread anti-Americanism." So much changed in that decade. People were children of the revolution back then. The Beatles, when they first went on television, was about 1963. They were wearing suits and ties. And by the end of the decade, they were completely grunge in what they were wearing, or wearing psychedelic colors, all had shaggy beards and hair past their shoulders. How it changed. So it was a real revolutionary moment. Not that it was quite a political revolution in Western countries, but the counterculture came out, the sexual revolution, and they were really part of that. And they experimented with mind-bending drugs or opening drugs, they might say. Cannabis and whatever else, LSD. That's what that song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds for LSD. Well, yeah, so John Lennon, he's born in Liverpool in a working class family. He's partly Irish, so he had one sister, if I got that right. Anyway, and obviously the Second World War was on, the Blitz was on, and so forth. So don't want to say too much about his childhood. But I mean, his parents split up, as I remember. And then he went to school. He did well at school. I know he was at an art college, but he was always quite musical. And then part of the Quarrymen and so forth. Had his girlfriends. But, he was only 17 when his mother was killed in a car crash. Okay. But his academic career could only go so far because of dyslexia, which I think was undiagnosed, wasn't really recognized and seen as a bit of a class clown, but he was more creative because, yes, he had fantastic ideas and a broad vocabulary, but couldn't always put them on paper. So skiffle was this late 1950s musical form. I think it has some sort of West Indian influence. And then he was playing in the garden of a church as part of some sort of charity fundraiser thing when he met Paul McCartney, who lived close by, and so on. George Harrison, the quiet one, joined them mainly as a guitarist. And then there was Ringo Starr, who was the guy who played the drums for a number of bands, eventually stuck with the Beatles. And what else? There was that other guy, was it Stuart Sutcliffe, the fifth Beatle? So Brian Epstein became their manager and really transformed them, who committed suicide very young in 1967. I don't quite know why. There's a blue plaque on his house in London. Okay, so Lennon had impregnated his girlfriend, a Miss Powell, and in those days it seemed almost obligatory to marry her. He married her 1963, just as they were taking off, just as the Beatlemania came along, and he's very well known for a Royal Variety Show on television. Royal Variety Show was a much bigger deal back then than they are today, because of course it was like, was it two channels? So television only just becoming affordable for the working class, still black and white in those days. And he became very well known for his quip. So with this next number, those of you in the cheaper seat, clap your hands. And those of you in the more expensive seats, rattle your jewelry. And the Queen Mother was there, I said Elizabeth II's mother, who gave a royal wave in appreciation of that one for her royal fox. Okay, and from then on, they never looked back. So I'm told that musicologists say their music shouldn't work, but somehow it does. But they went to the USA repeatedly. John Lennon made one impolitique remark, as saying, "Oh, saying that the Christianity will go and the Beatles are more popular than Jesus Christ." Well, the Christian fundamentalists didn't like that. And I saw an interview with a Ku Klux Klansman member, and the Klansman was there in his white robes, showing his face, saying that they were going to stop the Beatles concert going ahead. And he's saying that Lennon was more better than Jesus, which tells you something about the intelligence of white supremacists. So they came out with so many fantastic songs, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, What Can I Say, Yesterday. So some of them were plaintive, poignant ones, where there are celebratory ones and things like that. Strawberry Fields Forever, I think a reference to somewhere in Liverpool, or Penny Lane. And the Liverpudlians thought they might rename everywhere in the city associated with slavery, but then they realized they had to rename Penny Lane because that Mr. Penny made his money from the sale of our own species. So although, yes, he was a Scouser, and then they moved to London as part of their career and all over. They bought a house and bought a house to someone near Ascot when it became very, very wealthy. So he and his wife had that son. They split up very quickly, and then he moved on in his relationship. But of course, she got so much of his money. She said just because she became pregnant by him, it's like she'd won the pools. But he was rather a pacifist, and he was in one anti-war film, How I Won the War. But they made various films like Help and things like that, these Beatles films. And then they were brought up nominal Christians, seemed to reject Christianity, was attracted to Indian religions and the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the supposed perfect master. Some people think he was a fraudster. And they went to India to these ashrams and things like that. But I think they became rather skeptical of the so-called perfect master. But they were very much in sync with the counterculture, with the other 68ards. So what was the counterculture all about? Saying, well, marriage is no longer essential. People want to experiment with soft drugs. That's all right. We shouldn't necessarily respect parental authority or elders in general. A growing beard and long hair for a man is entirely acceptable. We don't like militarism or authority in general, against America's involvement in Vietnam, against racism, against apartheid. I'm not sure what else. Not quite communist, but not wanting to fight the Cold War and so forth. So a more or less a two fingers attitude to authority. So by the late 60s, he'd begun his relationship with the Japanese photographer Yoko Ono. Now, the Second World War was a very recent memory, and there was still a lot of anti-Japanese prejudice in the United Kingdom. So they married in 1969. Then the Beatles, then they broke up in 1970, and he went his own way. The odd thing is that he sent to live in New York. Now, you'd think, given his anti-capitalist views, he would be, how to put it, think that was pandemonium. But he was on the board with most left-wing causes. War is over, Happy Christmas, War is over was his Christmas song. War is over if you want it, getting New York children to sing. He loathed Richard Nixon for prolonging the Vietnam conflict, and so forth. He supposedly had an affair with another Oriental woman in the United States. I can't remember her name, whilst married to Yoko Ono. And it emerged there were extensive efforts made to deport him from the United States because they get a green card. He never got American citizenship. I'm not sure if he applied for it. I think one of the things you had to say, I would be willing to fight for the United States if I were drafted, which he was against. But then, the Northern Ireland conflict erupted in 1969. He was of Irish nationalist sympathies. So several hundred killed people have been killed before Bloody Sunday, the 30th of January 1972, where the parachute regiment shot dead 14 unarmed people. Now, the Paras had been attacked in Derry every day for months before that, and they'd been stoned only 10 minutes earlier. But at that moment they shot those people, they were not in danger. Anyway, John Lennon, I think McCartney took the side of the national side, which is completely respectable. But apparently, Lennon secretly funded the IRA. I'm not sure that's true. We're obviously racist, sectarian terrorists. Something else. James Hanratty, one of the last people, was the fourth last person hanged in the United Kingdom. John Lennon went around and signed, Britain murdered Hanratty. Well, it didn't actually. Now, I don't support the death penalty, but James Hanratty was guilty. Admittedly, at the time, I would have voted to acquit, because the proof wasn't strong enough. Goodness, he had one son, Sean, with a Yoko Ono, and he had that son, Julian, much about 13 years earlier. But they both had musical careers, didn't get that far. Then there was Mark Chapman, this white American guy, got fixated with him, was reading, well, that was that Holden Caulfield novel, was it The Catcher in the Rye, for some reason stalked him and shot him dead right outside his building. And Yoko Ono, I think, was really unfair to all the John Lennon fans, saying there'll be no funeral for him, yeah, and then had him privately cremated. And there was no event where people could mourn and things like that. The City of Liverpool really, really wanted him back, which is terrible, which is very, very sad. So he'd contributed so much. He quietened down a little bit. He wrote that All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance in the late 60s. Remember how he and Yoko Ono spent a week in bed for peace in the Amsterdam Hilton? But come on, wouldn't you get terrible bed sores? Wouldn't it be very uncomfortable to spend a week in bed? I don't know if they did, actually. Wow. So John Lennon, well, a man of his time, has had an enormous impact on many people, brought so much happiness to many people. We don't see his like again. And they're not bands like they are today, where they're put together by managers and the PR image is completely curated and actually fake. A competition, yeah, we need someone like this, someone like that. And yeah, excellent musical voice, but you're not good looking enough. That was a group of friends. That was an organic band. So the Beatles, they really were epoch making. And John Lennon was, I suppose, the front man of them. So I don't agree with them a lot, but I enormously appreciate his artistry. And I could distinguish between art and artist. So he was exceptionally talented in the gay science, a lyricist with a really penetrating choice of words, something which is relatable, which connects to a lot of people. You know, songs like Yesterday or whatever, I think most people can relate to that, have had a similar incident in their life, and certainly I have. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, georgecullen79@gmail.com, and PayPal, donate in PayPal. And I recommend you listen to a bit of John Lennon.